In Parshas Vayetze, you have the beginning of Yaakov Avinu's tafkid when he's out of his father's house. In other words, until Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov is wrestling to get what he needs, what he should have. That was the brachas and so on and so forth. And Parshas Vayetze really marks where Yaakov Avinu is moving outwards and beginning to do his avoda. After the cholam, the first thing he did was he went for zivuk. But the first pa'ulos he did was vayar v'nei ber basoda v'nei shamshay shaydritzayin and so on. A whole sipur dvarim with the be'er. It's a very it's a parasha stuma in a certain sense because kilu. By Eliezer, he went to look for Shidduch. He found a Rivka who stood by the bear. Chazal point out that many zivugim were by the bear. Rivka and Yitzchak, Moshe and Tzipora and so on. So in the other Maisim, we find things of value. Rivka was a symbol of Chesed. She said, drink and gamalecha eshka, very nice. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that he fought against all the other royim. The Rambam says that the beginning of every big person starts with fights for what's right and what's good and so on and so forth. And he went off to chase away the royim that were against them. I mean, here, the Sipat Dvorim Kipshutam is that there was a big stone on it, a heavy stone. And Yaakov Avinu took it off. So what's the Milam Yechedus Yaakov Avinu here? Rashi says that his koyach is big. So he's a strong man, and he was able to take it off, and that's why everybody liked him. It's very, very hard to say that about Yaakov Avinu, about the B'chir Shabavis, that the only thing it seems to demonstrate is kind of physical strength. It's very, very hard to understand it. If you take a look at the Be'eris themselves, so you have a pattern of avoda with the Be'eris. You have Lamashal in the, there was the Be'eris that Avram Avinu was Kora. There was the Sitmum Plishtim. And Yitzchak Avinu reopened them again. So Yitzchak Avinu, there was the Be'eris that Avram made. So Avram was Kora's Be'eris. Yitzchak, in Yitzchak's time, there was a Satmum Plishtim, and then Yitzchak cleaned them out, and Yaakov took a rock off and put it on, and so on and so forth. Let's understand it, Kilu, mitzad the hesbe given normally. Avraham Avinu's midas chesed, it's a midah that starts the process. It chesed is always for nothing. It's the giving. So the kriyas boiros be'eros belongs to Avram rightfully. There we have no problem with understanding why that shayach to him. Yitzchak Avinu, his midah is seen as being gvura, din, yiras Hashem, and so on. And we understand that very well in the be'eros and boiros that Avram digs. There is the be'eros have water in it. And they can give water, but mitzad the mid of chesed, when there is no restrictions, no process of yira to filter out the unwanted pieces, they tend to clog up with junk and become closed. And Yitzchak clears it out and cleans it up. That's understandable also. Yaakov Avinu has some sort of middle avoda. He kind of takes the rock off, puts the rock back. What is that exactly? What midah is it? I mean, it's obvious as can be that when we're talking about the avos and the bechir shabavos, we're talking about inyanim that physically were true, but they were merames and dvarim that are omdim beruma shalolam. The pa'ulos that the avos did was the ma'isa avos from labanim, and the Torah picks out those pa'ulos that are extremely. That are extremely rife with meaning, that have teichen to it. So digging bayeris and bayeris is a midah of bringing water to the world, discovering the makoros of chayim and so on. The midah of keeping them, cleaning out the silt and the garbage and so on, that's a midah of yira. It's a midah of yitzchak. But this process over here of covering, uncovering, there's a stone on top, take off the stone, put on the stone. Where exactly does that come in? It seems to us a little bit less than Yitzchak. What is it exactly? The Chazal over here also says, the Chazal over here speak about what these Be'eris are, and the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Reb Chama bar Chanina vayar vine be'er basade. He saw it as a be'er basade. Reb Chama bar Chanina posa be'shesh shitin. Reb Chama bar Chanina had six mahalchim in understanding what this bar was, what this be'er was, and what it's connected. One is that it's Shosha Ditzayin is Moshe Aaron Miriam, Kimi Ben Abar Yashka Adorim. Everybody would bring water to their shevet, their mishpacha. Ve'evan agdol al abar is that the kimoli pik kavra and so on and so forth. And they would be nesaf b'shas the kol adorim, b'shas amachnis, b'shivas even b'shas masos. So it's going on the Be'er Shel Miriam, and it's it was open when they were in one place and was closed when they're traveling. Davacher tzion. Ruach HaKodesh in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Evan Gedolah Simchas Beis HaShaeva, and they would all come for the Oil of Regolim, and they would be sure of Ruach HaKodesh, and then they would put back the stone till next regal. And so on and so forth, Shleisha Batedinim, and they would, and Keneged, six whole drushes of Keneged Malchias, and so on, that he learned up. So obviously we understand in all of the drushes, the common denominator, that these are merames on very big inyanim. In other words, big inyanim of Klal Yisrael, the Be'er Shel Miriam, the Psikas HaTorah with the Bezer Sanhedrin, and so on, and Alila Regal Shiras Ruach HaKodesh, all of those inyanim. But what is the inyan of putting the stone back? They would take a stone off and put it back, clear the stone off, and that's it. What's the putting it back for? The Lashon also is, it says, v'ha'evan gdol al pi ha-be'er. The word, and the rock, the big rock was on the be'er. So the word v'ha'evan, it's grammatical, what's it referring to? What's the stone? So it says that the last Lashon in the Medrash is Veha Evan Ze Yetzahara. The Evan is referring to Yetzahara. Yetzahara is Vasirosi Asleva Evan Mipsarchem and Asadchem Lev Basa. So the Yetzahara is called Lev Ha Evan. So it says if the Chazal are specifically referring to Yetzahara, Va Evan Gdol Ze Yetzahara. Venesta Shon Kal Adorim is the Tzibur, Vigolo Se Evan. So it says like this. The Tzibur was, they would hear the Torah. When everybody would get together, they would take off the Yitzhahara and hear the Torah. Ve'shiva se'evin, shekim shem yoitzim lem, Yitzhahara chayzim koymoy. And as soon as they left the Beis Medrash, Yitzhahara would come back to the Beis Medrash. So, in other words, according to that, I mean, they deliberately put back Yetzirah on the stone. The other ones seem to be very parva. During the Masos, the Evan would not be there or whatever. Here, it seems if they rolled back the Yetzirah there, they should get rid of Yetzirah, and that's that. One more point of comparison. By Avram Avinu and Yaakov, both had nevuos, krisis bris, so to speak, about going into Golos. And by Avraham Avinu, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vavarechom varchechom mekalecha or, anyone that will be mevarech you, or will be mizbarech, and anyone that will be or, v'nivrucho b'chor koil mishpachis adama. And everybody will be mizbarech in you. So Rashi explains, v'nivrucho b'chor means that anybody will say, if they want to have a paradigm for goodness, they're going to say, be like Avraham Avinu. Yaakov has also v'nivrucho b'chol kol mishpachis adama uvezaracha, but it's together with the pasuk voyezaracha kafar arutz uparatz the yom v'kedmat zafayne v'negba. So It says you'll burst out to Yom Akedin Svayt V'negba, V'nivro Kol Mishchus Adama, Ubezar Acha. So there's a change over here. It's not to Yaakov Avinu specifically, but it's to all of Zaracha, and specifically to the Midah who parats the Yom of Akedin at Safayin of Enegba. Second nafkamina is the Golas over here that you have, the Brisbane Apsarim. So it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that there are 10 specific umos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maftiach der arotzes lezarach nesat esorot zazois and so on. In Yaakov Avinu there's a split. The split is first of all haoretz ashatashecha v'latena zayecha. That's one part. And then it says, there's a second inyan over here that's not, l'chura, in the first inyan you have all of what is Eretz Yisrael was in Skapel Tachtov, and he told him, that's what I'm going to give you. The faratzta is a midah that not there by Avram, and it's not clear what that tosefes is. And the nivruchu v'cha is going on that specifically. And over here, Rashi doesn't say nivruchu v'cha means they'll say, Yisimcha ke klal Yisrael doesn't say that. By in the Rashi Bavrom, he does say chutzu. He says just like it says Yisimcha lekim kefayim from Nasha. That's called b'choy yisbarech. So here also everybody will say you should be only like Avram Avinu. That's what you should be like. This is a different type of bracha, and we need to be aimed on what it is exactly. So let's understand a little bit the midah of Yaakov Avinu and where it's coming from and so on. When we speak about the klolius of Avodas Hashem, there are a lot of very good things in the Torah. There are Tayag Mitzvahs, Ramach and Shasa, and you have many, many wonderful midahs. So a person is a mitzuyan in one midah, he's a mitzuyan in midas of chesed. A person is a mitzuyan in davening, a person is a mitzuyan in whatever it is, then he's very, very good. He needs to have some other inyan that he's not allowed to do aveiros. Even if a person is a big bal tefillah and he davens 9 hours a day, he still needs to be kaveit in the Torah, he still needs to do some chesed. But within the framework of Torah consists of many wonderful things, and every person has his own strengths, and that's what he does, and so on and so forth. An other mashalim is a nice thing. I have many midas, so le mashal. If a person has a very nice house, and a very nice car, and a very nice either something else, and this and that, each one is another good thing that he has. That is one histaklus on, that's a histaklus on the Ovis and the Midas and so on. So Avram was a Mitzuyan in one Midah, Yitzhak was Mitzuyan in another Midah, Yaakov was Mitzuyan in another Midah, they're all Gevaldike Mitzuyanim, each one his own Midas. An other Mashalom is somebody that's Mitzuyan in all Midas. So it's like somebody has a report card, he can have A's on most subjects, on many subjects, on Kimarabi subject, on every subject. The gradations of how good. So just like 100 is better than 80, 500s is better than 400s. That's one histaklus on it. There's a very different histaklus, which looks at the entire picture together, and it's not the pshat that Shleimus is a kamustika oifin, but that is the tzura. We've spoke a lot about it in the Maral when we were learning a while back, that kolamoisiv gerea means in inyonim that you have a certain tzura, any emphasis in one midah that's not balanced by the same emphasis as another midah is a chisaron. So if a person is exaggerated one area, so the other areas come up short because it's exaggerated in one area. So if a person is a tremendous tzaddik, and in Beit Adam al-Makom, for instance, and the person is makbid on a kutza shal yud, and on Beit Adam al-Chavero he takes the kulas of the kulas. So one approach would be, okay, listen, he's getting his points through Beit Adam al-Makom, and Beit Adam al-Chavero is doing the minimal. It's not being over various, but he's just cutting it very short. But in a staklus of everything together, then the person is not. It's a caricature. It's jarring. There's a point. There's a way of looking at it and say, you know, I mean, for macholos asuris, you run out of your way for a chumra of a hidur of a chassidus sefer. And in Beit Adam al-Makom, you take the most outrageous kula on dvarim, on malbonus panim, on chesed, and so on and so forth. In another perspective, it's extremely jarring because there's an emphasis on one over the other, and it's just like a person who's small is not necessarily mechur because of it. But a person that one aver is big and one aver is small, that's definitely a kiur. That's definitely a problem. So here also, in another way of looking at things, there is a chisaron in the adifus of one over the other. It says the avos were mechadish bakol mikol kol. Each one of the avos said Hashem v'yachas Avram bakol. And Yitzchak was Mikol, and Yaakov was Kol, Yeshli Kol. So Luchura, when you add something to a word, you are adding to it. But it's not like that. Kol is a picture of entirety. Bikol means, Kol is an addition to something. Hashem was on Bikol. Or Mikol Tuvadonov. The beis and the mem become diminutive. They're taking away from the musa kol because I am of kol. I have of kol. I'm shayach to kol. Anything that I use to qualify the word kol is automatically the diminutive. The word kol itself, as it stands, is an entire picture. If you exaggerate any one over the other, you don't have the middle. So Yaakov Avinu, it says that Dmust Yuknos Chakuka Taras Kisakovit. His picture is inscribed on the Kisakovit. It says the Dmust of Yaakov was like Adam. What happened to Avram and Yitzchak? The answer is Avram and Yitzchak were. Each one was an Amud Ha'olam in his own way. But in terms of the picture, in terms of the tzuras, lamashal, let's say a person has a very, very strong right hand, and his right hand is extremely strong and muscular and developed. So as such, it's very powerful. I say this person's right hand is extremely powerful. He's got a tremendous amount of koyach. But if his left hand is not so strong, then as a picture of a person, there's something lacking. I can be very mishabeach the koach in his right hand, and I can say how much power lies in this person's right hand. But if I need to take a picture, one is extremely muscular and developed, the other one is scrawny and atrophied, I get a caricature. It's not a nice picture. The midas of Avram and Yitzchak, they were supposed to be like that. Each one was maimed a certain midah in the world, and therefore the midah itself, they were established those midas. But I don't even say the word midah because it's more than that. The koil of the bria, the midah that includes everything as part of a bigger picture and requires that everything be put in its place, in its shape, and in its amount. If a person takes k'tairis, k'tairis has to be done kimaskunta. It has to be done exactly in the right proportions. If a person says, ah, kinman besim is so good, I'll make twice as much kinman besim, it's not kteiris. You're over if you use it as kteiris, and you're not over if you do it somewhere else. The proportion is exact. Because in the world of being markev a complete surah from chalakim, proportion is probably the most critical factor. A little k'tiris and a lot of k'tiris are not migareah, not mitzad hakrava for kachim, not mitzad the iser to do it outside. A change in proportion is destroys it. So the midah of koil is that at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to reach the bria, the tachlis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotz in the bria, was to have a dumus d'yuknoi of Adam, who is b'dumus d'yuknoi of Tzalam Elokim. So when Adam was chayta, everything fell apart. You needed to start rebuilding Adam. So just like by Yecheskel, you had Atzamos, and you had Gidden, and you had Basar, and you had Or, and then the Ruach, Vafichi Ruach. So you had to rebuild pieces. Avram started with one piece, with the first piece had to fit in. Yitzhak started with the second piece. Yaakov was mashlim the tzura. That was the hashlama, and b'meil it's a completely different avodah. And we'll talk and we'll explain it. The bears that they dug. Avram Avinu's mida is the yesh me'ayin. Avram Avinu's mida is the chesed, which is the beginning from nothing. When I do a chesed, I do it for no reason. I'm helping you. I don't expect any return. I don't need anything. I'm paying back a favor. I'm doing it because there's a neviyah of chesed in a person. And that is the first mida and the first yisait. It has a problem that when it's not checked, when there are no boundaries, it becomes clogged up with bad. There's no mechanism to get rid of the ra. So just like the muscle person would eat, but he wouldn't have a mechanism to sift out the things that are not good for him. He would die, he would be poisoned, because there's no way for him to get rid of the junk. So too, there's a mida called yira. So av is something that draws a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to toiv, to asiya, and it's a positive koyach in the sense that it drives a person to do. Yira is the midah that checks, criticizes, examines, filters, and so on. And that is the second midah, which clears out the silt on the side of the beiris and cleans them. So Avram's Avinu's beiros got clogged up. Yitzchak's avoda was to unclog and to create a beir that would not have the bad stuffing it up. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yetzirah and the Bria. It says in Chazal, Lamashal, and this is a fine point, it says in Chazal that the Gemara says in Yuma, they tried to destroy the Yetzirah of Avodah Zorah. At that point in time, they succeeded in destroying. The Yetzirah of Arayas, they tried to destroy it. The world crumbled and fell apart. So they left it, but they attenuated it. They made it much weaker and made him much more docile. It's hard to imagine what it was like before, but Chazal say what we have is a toned-down version of Yetzer Hara'is. And it means, Mustama, all Yetzer Hara'is that we have, all Olam has Yetzer Hara'is. So the Bria needs Yetzer Hara'is. It says, you know, toiv me'oid, you know, it's a Yetzer Hara, it's a mamisa. It's chelik of the toiv me'oid is ra. That's why HaKadosh Baruch set up the bria. If there wouldn't be ra, there wouldn't be toiv. When Yaakov Avinu finished wrestling with the malach with the sar shel Esav, so he told him tonight's the day to say shira. Tomorrow, this morning, let me go and let me say Shira, because from Bria Sol until today, this is the day for my Shira. If he knows, like his one appointment was that day, I mean, why did he spend the night with Yaakov Avinu? He needed to go say Shira that day, from Bria Sol until that date. So 2,000 years so went by, over 2,000 years. And, I mean, the Teretz is, this Malach was the Malach of Ra. It was the Yetzer Hara. And he had realized his Tafkid. It was the morning after struggling with Yaakov that his tafkid in the world was realized. He has a tafkid. There's a makom and a tafkid. The Zohar Kodesh says, if not for the concept of Yetzer in the Bria, there wouldn't be Chedus or the Shmaitzer. Whatever it is, the Bria needs it. Even Esav, it's very interesting. Chazal describe Esav, the reason why he came first, ahead of Yaakov, is just like the shamer on a pre comes before the pre. When a tree begins to grow, the part of the fruit that grows first is the protective layer. And it's obvious, you can't have, the security guards can't come after the guest, after the VIP comes. There's no point to it. The security detail always comes before the VIP, and then the VIP comes. So Esav, but Esav is considered to be the shmira of Yaakov. It's a thick layer, it's a hard, coarse layer that must be there to protect Yaakov. And even though sometimes it becomes itself bad, it turns inward, but that's its tafkid, that's its tafkid. So Yaakov Avinu Deherd, in between the uncontrolled Neviah of Avram to the total elimination of the silt of Yitzchak, Yaakov Avinu Deherd, the rock that has to be taken off and put back. There's a makom. In other words, the rock has a place to cover up, and the rock has a place to take off. And it is like that. When a person has a well with water, if he doesn't keep a rock on it, it fills up with garbage and junk. Adarabe, it becomes unfit to drink. Animals drink from it, poisonous animals drink from it, and so on and so forth. If a person can't take the rock off, when he needs to drink, then he dies of thirst. So the ability to take, Chazal said he removed the rock as readily as someone else takes a bottle cork out of the bottle. Chazal are not explaining, they're not talking about how strong he was. It doesn't the physical strength of Yaakov doesn't figure in any other place. It's not Shimshon HaGibor. It's just not that's not his nekuda. What he meant was, you can deher something as a rock, and you could deher something as a bottle cap. If a rock is something that's difficult, it's something that blocks and stops, and it's very difficult to move. If something's understood to be a necessity to take off, to put back, to take off, with that, it becomes a bottle cap. The same thing can be, imagine sending somebody who's never seen anything modern. You send him to a room to bring back a bottle of soda, and he comes back and says, There are no sodas there. I tried, I touched everything, no liquid anywhere. So you tell them, this bottle. They say, but no fluid comes out. Well, there's a bottle cap. You open the bottle cap, you put back the bottle cap. You open, you put it back. Yaakov Avinu deherd the Evan. The Yetzirah has to be put back. So, and of all those Mishalim that Chazal gave, the next last one is most significant. The Beis Medrash, is a makom where Torah comes out and so on. When they left, they put back the cap on it. There's a shmira to it. There's something which needs to protect it until the next time when you come and take it. Many ways to interpret it. The Revach ben Parsha, the Parsha, the Yomari Nefalti Lo Kamti. The Shaka Vataria, Lamashal, in the Shaka Vataria, when a person eliminates many svaras that are not, the whole Bavli is built on that. The Bavli is built on taking stones out of the well. How can you tell me this about the Mishnah? I have a Mishnah Fakarat, I have a Brisa Fakarat. The one says, no, this is what it means, this is what it means, this is what it means. Each and every one of them is a cap on the well that needs to be removed. Let's understand a little bit about what that means mitzad the midas of Yaakov. It doesn't say that the rock was very heavy. It's interesting. It doesn't say that the rock was heavy. It says it was big. You can have smaller rocks that are heavier. Depends how dense they are. It depends, how cubic it is. Gadol can just be a big rock in size. In size, Lamashal, let's give an example. If a person has something that's very heavy, the problem is to lift it up mitzad its heaviness. If something's very big and I can't push it to pull it, a lot of times it's because I'm not makif the entire thing. It's just very big, and wherever I push, I'm pushing on one point, but I can't move the entire thing because of its size, because it's all over the place. So I can't really do anything with it. When I have many people, we all stand around it. You push this direction, you push from this direction, and therefore we can all push it off. I would like to the hair that it was an Evan Gedola, it was a big Evan, and therefore you needed everyone to come. But everyone had to come. That would be Miss Asif, because when you have all the from all sides somebody pushing, that's when it pushes off. One guy pulls from the front, one guy pushes from the back, one guy sort of shoves it from the side. All together, all those kochos are able to take off because Evan Gedola. Yaakov Avinu's koyach was that he was makif all the sides. Yaakov's mida was he had of all the midos. It's just like Lamashal. In one of the laws of nature, one of the laws of physics is you can have a huge item, it has a center of gravity. And that's a point where everything is balanced perfectly, and you could hold a big refrigerator if you know how to hold it and where to hold it. For instance, a refrigerator is not something that's too heavy for us most of the time, but it's too awkward. We're always going to be toppling over because you can't balance it. It's got its weight distributed in a very large area in a very strange way. And you people who can do it, people who are mumchim, they have the sense of where to lift it, and then it's fine because it's balanced in a certain way where the pieces are not pulling in different directions. I have it exactly in the right spot, and it's all going right. That's the koyach of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's koyach was gadol, and he was able to encompass there was an Evan Gedola, and you needed Eis HaOsef, you needed Vines for Kol Adorim, and he was able to do with what all of them, the emphasis on all of them, were able to do. And that's the remazim in all of, you need to have the whole Sanhedrin come together to take off the rack. You need the Olam to come to Beis Medrash to remove the rack from Torah and to begin drinking from it, and so on. The common thread of all the Mishalim is, there are things that there's a need for the entirety. The entirety of Klal Yisrael is not many people, it's an entire picture is needed to be done on something. The Ayin Sanhedrin is not because 70 minds together, they don't add up to 70 minds. But what 70 minds do is they encompass it from many sides, and then you get the whole picture of it. That's the Midah of Yaakov. Avraham Avinu was promised Eretz Yisrael. You and Yezarecha have Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was promised Ufaratzta Yoma Kedma Tzfeinu Negba, means Eretz Yisrael will expand from all sides. It's the ability to go outwards equally on all sides. The yomakein, the veniver, and that's the venivrichu v'cha, because at the end of the day, the tachlis of Klal Yisrael is to be metak in the world. That's Ramchal and everyone explains basically. Adam includes every Adam. That is Adam is Tzuras Adam. Once Adam was chayte, we needed to start with one Ummah that would be a very good Ummah, would be able to bring out this Nekuda of Alikus, and then it would spread out to the other Ummos in a way that is in a way that would be metaking everybody else. The ability, every Ummah has a certain Nekuda of Toiv. It says Klal Yisrael went into Golas to pick up Geirim. That's what it's one of the Chazal about is Le'ol Yisrael to Golos, but to be Marbe Geir. The Pshat is everybody in Klal Yisrael has a Nekuda that could draw a certain Nekuda from Umas Olam that is stuck there. A Nitzotz, whatever Lashon you want to call it. So one way, so when things didn't go right, we went into Golos, and that's how it happened. When things do go right, then ufaratz the yomakei tzvayin means Yisrael will spread out. V'nivrucha v'cha. Kol mishpois hadama means, and therefore everyone will be nizdabek in Klai Yisrael. They'll be able to nizdabek in Klai Yisrael because Klai Yisrael is krocha de kulabe. There's a lashon in Rashi. It says that in all other umas, every umma has a specialty. Like there's kohanim in some, malachim in some, this and that, and the other. Klai Yisrael is krocha de kulabe. It has everything. Mimcha kohanim, mimcha malachim, mimcha neviim. Klai Yisrael's tzura is koil. So there isn't a dova toiv that Klai Yisrael shouldn't have in it. And when you have that tzura, it spreads out evenly in all tzadim and is able to bring in from all tzadim. That was Yaakovin and that was his midah. So it's the shlemus of the avos. The avos themselves, each one put down a pillar that was absolutely needed. But once we had the pieces in place, that's where Yaakov came in. It's interesting. I mean, Achoyos, one of the things that I point out is Yaakov Avinu married to Achoyos, which is Aser. The Nefesh HaChaim of others explains that before Matan Torah, the inyanim you did was the inyanim that had a big toelus in Ruchnius. After Matan Torah, you're mitzvah and you have to do what you have to do, whether it'll be good or not good, whether you think it'll be good or not good, you're mitzvah and you don't have any choice. So Yaakov Avinu could marry two achoyas before Matan Torah. It says they died when it came to Eretz Yisrael, Rachel died and so on. But it's strange. It wasn't his doing. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up so that he would have two achoyas. Why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up to have two achoyas? So fine, there's good terutzim. This is Chutzar, this is Eretz Yisrael, before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, and so on. But it's still, and Chazal pointed out that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him to be Mezam, and Yaakov says, you know, I married two sisters, I'm not quite there. The answer is, one of the answers is, the reason for the issue of two sisters is not like other arayas. Each araya is to'eva, zima, and so on. There's megala, you know, sarvasa gila, arvasaviv gila, and so on. There's a lifen knech that the pasuk uses, and it says that the nasu tsara zulazu. To take people who have a fraternal bond and to put them in a situation of perpetual competition, that's the problem of it. So a co-woman, a second woman is called a tsara because they're competing both for the same husband. It's not a situation that bodes well. So to take sisters who be'etzem have a bond of achdus and to break it through competition is not good. Yaakov Avinu's midah was that he should have been coiled the two in a way that did not sarasulazu. If we take a look in the Deiris, the problems arose in the Bnei Rachel versus Bnei Leah when they became Tzara Zulazu. The first Galus, in other words, the reflection of the Nakuda where the two sisters weren't perfectly aligned in a way to win Tzaras starts with Yosef. It goes on to Yehuda and Yisrael in all of Tanakh. It became the central fictitious point in Klal Yisrael. The reason for Saruga Malchus is because the brother selling him. It's a constant problem with Deiris that you have it. But Yaakov Avinu's Mida, had it been perfect, each sister would have had its makom and they wouldn't be tzaris. Someone told me from the Rizal that he said that the reason that the pgam in Yaakov was that they remained two. It didn't become one. Whatever it is, the word is, there was a makom that they could become, they could have each found its place, and the tzur, and in other words, what Klai Yisrael suffers in terms of golos and so on, all comes because that nekuda wasn't mitukin ad asayif. There was something missing that nekuda. Akapanim, let's, bring it down to us. When we have a sense of avoda, so we have a sense of particulars, specific in yanim, a person has to be mechazik himself, and specific in yanim that a person needs to work on, you know, and so on. Every person has in yanim that he's good at, and in yanim he's weaker at. There's another overriding nekuda. The final picture is in itself a picture of shleimus. Everything in a person's life that comes his way has its makom. The rock that's blocking the well has a reason for being there. One perception is that just clogging up the well, it's an obstacle. One deher of it is an obstacle. And that approach is that it's an Israeli obstacle, I have to push it out of the way. Another deher is it's a plug, that now is the time to unplug it, and then there's a time to plug it back up again. It gives the person, it's two things. First of all, it's mechayev a person to keep checking all his midas in the balance. This thing that I'm doing is very, very good. Yes, but it has to stand up with other things. Is everything else kind of lagging behind because of it? Is everything else keeping pace? Am I distorting one side over the other? I always find time to help people, but I don't find myself parking myself in a seat and learning for a few hours. Am I always parked in the seat learning and dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but very hard to remember the last time I did somebody a favor, last time I helped somebody? You know, both of them. The person running around doing the thing should ask himself, is this even, and every person is different, but in its own tzura, is the proportion right to what I'm being osek in my own aliyah? And the person who's also kulin's own aliyah, should ask himself, is the proportion right in what I'm doing for other people? Is the amount of depth of seichel that I have in it matched by the passion of my regish and expression? And is the passion of my regish and expression and matched by my attempt to understand the things? And so on. The final product is not any one midah or not many midahs. If a person has many different chassadim he could do, so the chura person could say, okay, I'm doing X amount of chesed. But when it comes to other nyanim, chesed and the tefillah and the learning and the Yerush Shemayim and so on, they all need to find a proportion that's right. Not every person looks the same. Not every person has the same tzura. But a person has to think of it in a bigger term in tzura. Because at the end, that's the tachlis of the Bria. It's all a build-up for Yaakov Avinu. Avram's midah and Yitzhak's midah is a build-up to get the tzura and the demus that Yaakov possesses. So it's a mechayev on a person, that a person ask himself, what does the whole picture look like? Is it all coming along? If a person is megareya from his gashmias, like we said before, the Yetzirah is part of the Bria. Is the person starving himself in any gashmias they can eat? I don't mean food specifically. Is a person starving himself in a way that's distorting his tzura? Or is the person indulging himself in a way that's distorting the tzura? Either one is a person who fasts to death and a person who eats to death are both don't have a tzura sodom. Is it right for now? And it changes in time. It changes by person. It's not one mold that it fits into. But in every person's own personality, there's a structure to it. And they say over from the Chazon Ish once, they once told him about a certain gadol in Europe, who used to learn on Tisha B'Av. Learned on Tisha B'Av, and he said that kedai is a raisa lul kasala. Torah is worth it to get Malkus. I know it's Usr. That was said over between a person. I know it's Usr, but Torah is worth being punished for. And the Chazon Ish was very annoyed by people saying over that remark. He said, what is that? I mean, it's like Torah independent of Tisha B'Av? There's a Tisha B'Av God and a Torah God. The Torah God is better than Tisha B'Av God. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, learn Baba Basra 364 days a year, said, don't learn it on 365 days a year. Well, it's part of a picture. It's part of a big tzura. And a person needs to have an entire tzura. On the other hand, it gives the person a very positive istaklus on many things that happen on the way. like we said before, for Yitzchak Avinu, the dirt in the well was pure bad that needed to be eliminated. That was the Mahalach. For Yaakov Avinu, everything has a tachlis in the Bria. The tzar a person goes through, the simcha person has, the difficulties and the ease. All of it, a person is an extraordinarily complex entity. A person and his life and everything that happens to him, everything goes through, and all are pieces to a much bigger picture. And we don't know what our shleimus looks like. But what we're striving for is shleimus. So a lot of learning without any bothers, without any problems, without any obstacles, maybe that, for me, that's a very distorted surah. Maybe there's a time when I need to learn despite the fact that I have difficult things going on. I need to learn despite the fact that I'm overwhelmed by all sorts of positive feelings and simchas and so on. We don't know. But one thing a person knows is, once we're dealing with a big puzzle with a lot of pieces, then the sense that this fits in and this is just an obstacle goes away. A person is able to understand that in a tzura, in a shleimus of a tzura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides all the pieces, and every single piece that's provided for is can't be missing, or else you're missing part of the tzura. And if the person knows how to use it and where to put it, that becomes a shleimus of a tzura.